An ambitious vaccination campaign against the human papillomavirus, or HPV, has nearly eliminated cervical cancer in the United Kingdom. A new study focuses on a group of women who were vaccinated at school as adolescents. Cervical cancer kills more than 300,000 women around the world each year, but efforts in the U.S. haven't been nearly as effective. Angus Chen has been reporting on this for our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. And Angus, first of all, explain what HPV is and how the vaccine prevents cancer.
Yeah, there's about 150 strains, different strains of HPV. Some of them cause genital warts, some of them cause other kinds of warts, and some of them cause cellular abnormalities that can develop into cancer. Usually, this is most commonly associated with cervical cancer. So the HPV vaccine helps to protect against some of those strains, probably about like 90% of the strains of HPV that can cause cancer.
So the numbers that you're reporting out of the UK are pretty remarkable. How are scientists and doctors who've been working on this problem for a while now, how are they feeling about the progress that they've made there?
Oh, they're absolutely ecstatic about it. I mean, the lead researcher that I talked to said that when he got these results and they were able to publish them, he called some old colleagues of his who had retired. And they'd worked on sort of cervical cancer their entire lives. And he was like, look, like the data's out and all that work, hard work you put in early in your career, it's really paying off. And now we can see that this vaccine is doing a great job of preventing those situations from happening.
But there is a pretty stark difference that you're pointing out in your reporting between the UK and other countries. So 85% of teens in the United Kingdom, they're up to date on their HPV mm-hmm. vaccinations, compared to just 59% of teens here in the United States. Why such a stark difference?
The main thing, I think, is the UK had this national school-based program, which meant every teen that went into school ages 12 to 13, and then catch-up doses were given to older teens that might have missed it. They just go to school, and they're offered this vaccine, and their parents just, all they have to do is sign a release waiver. And in the UK, this vaccine is also not necessarily seen as one that's really closely related to teen sex. HPV can be sexually transmitted, and in the US, that fact was really glommed onto. There are groups that came out saying, hey, why are we giving this vaccine, or why should we mandate this vaccine when we should really spend all of our public health dollars trying to prevent kids from having sex? The thing with HPV is it can be transmitted other ways than just sex. You know, just touching can transmit HPV. And the HPV vaccine is ultimately not a vaccine about preventing a sexually transmitted disease. It's ultimately about preventing cancer. I mean, that's why, you know, like we focus on the strains of HPV in this vaccine that can cause cancer, not like the 100 other strains that might cause warts, you know, maybe some cellular abnormalities, but just never really turn into cancer. Those we just don't really worry about. It's the cancer that we're concerned about.
So, right, Angus, and as a result of that, I assume that cervical cancer here in the United States still very much an issue compared to, you know, the great strides that the United Kingdom has made.
Yeah, I mean, if the results of this study are true, the researchers think that the number of cervical cancers each year in the UK might be just 50 in women under 30. 50 cancers, 50
wow.
cases of cervical cancers in young women in the UK only, from like maybe 450 some a year before the HPV vaccine. In the US, we actually have made some pretty great advancements in bringing cervical cancer rates down. That's probably partially due to our partial vaccine coverage. 60% of teens getting the HPV vaccine, you know, doesn't do nothing to prevent cervical cancer. But the other thing is that a lot of women get cervical cancer screenings now that can detect precancerous lesions and have them taken out or killed if they need to. So I think a combination of cervical cancer screening and the HPV vaccine has helped to bring rates of cervical cancer in the U.S. down. It's now about maybe 14,000 cases per year in the U.S., and it used to be way, way higher.
You know, in some ways, this reminds me of the vaccine hesitancy or denial that we've seen more recently with the COVID vaccination. We know that those shots, they're safe and they're effective, but people are still refusing them at high rates, and unvaccinated people are dying. Do you think we have anything to learn from the story of the HPV vaccine in the UK that we could apply here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think if you compare the stories of vaccine hesitancy with HPV and hesitancy with the COVID-19 vaccine, you'll probably see that the hesitancy is coming from sort of different places, sort of different ideas or different morals. But the ways to address that might be the same, which is really to try to talk to communities that are hesitant and use the right language with them and try to connect with them in a way that they're really going to understand. And the other thing is, with the HPV vaccine, researchers who study it have realized that getting buy-in from well-respected, well-trusted community leaders is a really effective way of getting messaging out to communities. And I think that would work in or it might be effective when trying to raise rates of COVID-19 vaccine coverage as well.
Angus Chen is with our partners at Stat News. It's the health and medicine publication. Angus, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.